Welcome to another episode of InvestCal Conversations, entitled Climate Action Race to Zero. I'm your host, Calvin Boy, and today we have Dr. Chin Chiu Fon from Nottingham University. She leads the Sustainable Food Systems Research at the university. Tell us, Dr. Chin, about Future Food Beacon Malaysia and how it came about.
We all know that the world is faced with many challenges, of which the three most pressing challenges are climate change, COVID-19 pandemic, and food security. All these three challenges are interlinked with each other. For example, the change in climate condition will impact on the entire food system, including production, supply chain, consumption, and food loss and waste. In view of this, the University of Nottingham, Malaysia, has set up a research center of excellence called Future Food Beacon Malaysia. So Future Food Beacon Malaysia was established in June 2019 with a vision of leading interdisciplinary research and knowledge exchange for agri-food, bioproducts, and sustainable palm oil in Malaysia.
What are some of the research that's being conducted?
So we have experts in agronomy and physiology using technology such as nitrogen fixation, intercropping, and nutrient management to look at the food crops that is grown in the field. Food crops such as rice, oil palm, bambara, groundnut, and amaranth. The group of researchers also look at various parameters of climate change, such as temperature, water, and carbon dioxide. We have also another group of researchers that look at the genetic improvement of crop plants using crop diversification in order to ensure food and nutrition security on underutilized crops such as wing bean, bambara groundnut, and amaranth. The group of researchers also use advanced biotechnological tools such as marker technologies and omics technology in order to identify stress-resilient crops on traits such as temperature and drought-resistant crop. So once those traits are identified, they can be mass-produced using another technology known as plant tissue culture or micropropagation, which can produce a large amount, genetically identical crops. So we have another group of researchers look at minimizing post-harvest food loss. So some of the technology developed by the groups are using natural-based edible coating, for example, gum arabic and chitosan, in order to prolong the shelf life of fruits and vegetable products. The group also use cerafusion technology, which is a type of technology that makes use of active oxygen in order to eliminate microbial on the surface of the fruits. The group also has found out that some plant growth regulators, such as stress hormone, are able to prolong some fruits on the shelf. So because oil palm is a very important crop for Malaysia, we have a group of researchers that look at sustainable development of palm oil. So the group developed a special microbial formulation technique, which can be applied onto the oil palm plantation to be used as a fertilizer. The group also looked at the lignin biosynthetic pathway in order to examine the interaction between the microbial infection and the oil palm. In addition, the group also looked at the conversion of palm oil into biogas to be used as green energy. We have another group of researchers that look at using food processing technology to convert algae as an alternative food source. And the group also increased the production of microalgae in order to produce, to convert it into biofuel as alternative energy.
How has the pandemic affected Malaysia's food security?
Over the last 10 years, before the pandemic, food availability is secured in Malaysia, with 70% of the supply come from local production and 30% from the imported food. the 30% imported food is amounted to approximately 34.2 billion, which is a huge annually, so which is a huge sum of money, which we should cut down, especially in the face of pandemic. Fortunately, Malaysia is blessed with rich natural resources as we are strategically located at the 17 mega diversity center of the world with a huge variety of flora and fauna, which can be found in the jungle and in the villages. So these natural germplasm resources provide us with low potential local underutilized food crops.
What are some of our local underutilized food crops?
Some of the local underutilized food crops, such as buah jambu arang, which is rich in antioxidant and vitamin C, which can be substitute for the imported grape. Another example is buah kemunting, which tastes slightly sweeter, which can be used to substitute for imported blueberries. Other examples are like dabai. Dabai, also commonly called Sarawak oil leaf, so which is locally consumed instead of eating imported oil leaf. We have a group of researchers at our University of Nottingham, Malaysia, working on a crop known as Bambara groundnuts. So this leguminous plant is very drought resistant. And a lot of the variety actually came from Africa. However, there is a small number of the variety of Bambara groundnut is found in the northern states of Peninsular Malaysia, closer to the Thai border. And local people call them as kacang poi. This local variety of underutilized food crops are potential for us to be tapped into in order for us to cut down on our imported food volume, as well as to develop food system which is adaptable to our climate, to the climate change.
Ensuring sustainability is important. So is looking at other alternative agri-food products and advancing its research and technologies. Thank you for listening in. This podcast is brought to you by InvestKL.